Shaquan and NSK on 102.9.
You know, this takes me back to the good old days of Mondesa Stadium, Shaquan. It takes me back to Kwisebu Stadium, Shaquan. It takes me to Usagos, Shaquan. Hey! Because you know, back in the day, Fura, yeah. And by extension, actually, Velvicha Music Production, they used to have these mega shows. Back in the day, at the coast.
Yeah.
And I always say, I had this conversation recently with Shaz, and I had to like explain it to her, like the importance of a Velvicha Music Production.
Just yeah, absolutely. Quick history yeah, lesson. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is that you know when a Magaisa show is coming up,
mm-hmm.
you have to prepare a few things.
Yeah.
Get enough sleep.
Okay.
Put on your dancing shoes.
Yeah, yeah.
Come with your towel.
Your towel?
Yes, yes.
For the sweat.
Yes, 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 ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. And make sure that you have rehearsed your dance moves.
Yeah.
Because listen, we're gonna challenge each other.
Yeah. No, definitely.
No, we are dancing.
Huh? Yeah.
There's no story of
command. Because you have 10 seconds in the circle.
You have 10 seconds in the circle. You do something with that 10 seconds.
Yes, absolutely, I mean? Man.
And one such person who was who at the time we didn't even realize.
Yeah.
One such person was there in the background.
Mm.
You know, she was there in the background. She was singing the backup vocals. She was at every mega show. And we didn't even know the importance of this woman. Fast forward to 2024. She's claiming her flowers.
Mm.
She's saying, listen. It is story about Jelena Namibians here, men's checkney. The story is coming to an end today. Okay? And it's not even about 2024. She's been out here.
Yeah, she's been.
You know what I mean? She's got 4 albums out.
Mm-hmm.
She's based in Germany now. Yes, we know that. She comes straight out of Usakos. As a mm-hmm. matter of fact, this woman was there when Fura needed a hook, when Swart Bastard needed a hook,
yeah.
when they needed someone just to write a little something quickly for them, because most they are most now superstars, most Sinje.
Yeah.
And then she had to pick up the pen and do the writing sometimes for them. Boys and girls, young and old, non-conforming, I'm talking about none other than Janessa Experience, baby!
Hello. Dazik, here I am.
You have arrived.
Yes, I've arrived.
You have officially arrived. That's at the biggest commercial radio brand in Namibia, Janessa. Good morning. How are you, Osito?
Good morning. I'm doing fine. And I'm doing great.
Do you get tempted to speak German all the time?
Yes.
Okay.
it might be that I slang around.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Well, Janessa, it is incredible to have you in studio with us today. You started out with this thing in 2003. Yesterday, 2003, primary school. That's definitely primary school day. What year were you?
I was grade 8.
You were grade 8.
Yeah.
Okay, so that was, yeah, okay, so grade 8, grade 9.
Yeah.
Okay, sharp.
Mm.
You started with this thing in 2003. Becca vocalist, writing hooks, being on all of these songs, including the one that we just played for the late great Datsa Fura. Let's start way back, Macy. That 2003, were you in high school or what was the story there?
Yes, I was in high school and I remember times when I'd run from church.
Yeah. Okay.
just to record with Stephen and we had a very stern pastor, né?
I'd
say, but please don't tell them that I'm here. I remember afternoons where Fura would write his music or come to record. And because I was, at DOS during that time.
DOS is what?
DOS, German Oberschule.
Aha.
In Zwackelmund.
Okay. Yeah.
And in the school choir, we had this long vocals where you'd really sing like a white girl.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah. And I remember Fura going, listening to me and going like, Janessa, you have a beautiful voice, but we need
local feel,
rhythm,
yeah.
So please don't scream around just like that. So bring in flavor. Gee die mense wat hulle wil hê, niks so lank skree nie.
Okay.
And I started doing that, and I remember also having advice from other artists as well, because that's the beauty of working with Sun with Uchemisu Productions. They are, when an artist comes in to record, and then those that are already in the house will listen and say, hey, I've got a little advice here for you. You can maybe turn this tune a little bit like this.
Yeah, yeah.
Try out this, and it will sound peppy, yeah. Really beautiful.
Yeah. Did you have to audition for that role, by the way? How did they discover you? Or were you just urgh?
One of those. Plus, I was one of those girls that there was a person that I knew from my past. He was recording actually a song, One Namibia, One Nation for Jesus. It was a gospel song.
Okay.
And I came in that afternoon, and Stephen listened to me, and he said, "Ooh, I see something here." Now, and I know that means can say must be gifur bar.
Of course.
And I remember Stephen started hooking me up with other artists to sing for them, and believe me if I say, I was one of those girls that say, pay me before I sing.
Already back in 2003, 2004.
Yes.
Except for you.
I was like that. I was more money orientated.
At the time already, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. A girl had to know what she was of doing, course. You know.
Mm.
And Stephen would say, I'll pay you after you've sang. And I was so grateful. And he said, but Janessa, if we have to go a long way, you have to have a little bit of patience. Which game, really paid off. Now today I can say it really was a blessing for me that I came in that afternoon and he listened to my voice and said, hey, we can do more with your voice.
Sorry to cut you off. Hey, I'm actually curious to know, how did that experience change your life? Because, you know, like, sometimes when you get exposed to certain spaces a little bit too early on, it can kind of, you know, confuse you a little bit. But how do you think that changed your life positively?
Positively, it was more like I came into the studio and I was, I can say I was the youngest of them there. And they took me as their little sister. They took care of me and even gave me advice. You know, when artists that are already in the industry start to talk with a new upcoming artist, it's a new level. And one has to also have this humbleness. And that's what I was taught. And the first big word or phrase that I heard was, here at Wolvicha Music Productions, we are not just artists. We are not just bringing out big names. We are a family. We rise and fall with our family. So remember this. And I was like, okay. And it has still, till this day, shaped me.
Yeah.
And I'm here.
You are. Yeah. You know, when you have to look back, is there anything that you would have wanted to do differently? And I say this because obviously there's a lot of youngsters that are listening that are, you know, trying to get into the same space that you were in, right? So what are some of those things that you feel you could have done differently that would have initially led to better outcomes or opportunities? Am I making sense?
Yes, at the same time, no, because opportunities I've already received. And what I've... I won't change anything because my journey has really shaped me and my journey thus far has been a good one. And because I stayed in touch with the label and still it promoted my growth as an artist. And I wouldn't change a thing.
So Janessa, I mean, look, this is a legacy that will always follow you. You know, the Wolvicha legacy, the working with Swart Bastard, working with, Osistela, working with especially Fura. It's a legacy that will follow you. And I'm sure you will always get questions about this.
Definitely.
The great Fura.
Yes.
How did you guys create that magic? What was the process? He would write, or you would write with him, or you'd be in studio with him, or like you guys go to Kapana and Scribjala, or like how did you? Because these songs they are laced with something, man.
timeless.
They're timeless.
Yeah.
The beauty of it was, I remember Fura had already his hooks. He already had his songs ready and done. And when Stephen would call me, he'd say, "Okay, Janessa, there's the song. Listen to it, and I want you to try something out."
Yeah.
And I was always a hothead from way back.
Okay.
He would say, do it like this. And I'd go like, no, but I'm not satisfied. Can I do it? Try it on my own? And it would be like listening to the music and writing it at that same time. Wow. And you might even find me that I'll write a song immediately like this. And like 2 days after this, and person asked me, Jen is like, could you sing what you did last time? And I'll go like, oh, just wait up. I have to go back again to listen to it, what I wrote. Yeah. Because it comes naturally. And that's a beauty of also working with Steven. He allows the artist to really unfold him or herself. And yet at the same time to have joy. But also to make the, as they say it in German, lass die Kasse laufen, ne?
Yeah, no, you've lost me.
Yeah, which means what now?
Kasse laufen, that means let the money roll.
Oh!
Let the money roll.
Kasse laufen.
Kasse laufen.
Kasse laufen.
Kasse laufen. What she said. I could never.
It's 9:18 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Stick around. We've got the German-based Namibia Magdaisa singer in the studio. She's giving her, she's telling her story. And after that, we'll talk about her music right now, what her life looks like right now.
Right
she's
now,
based
yeah.
in Germany. We want to know everything. And we'll get to it in
a
minute.
Do you eat bread every day? I think you guys eat a lot of bread that time.
Yeah, Germany has a lot of bread and different ones. Right?
Yeah.
You just have to make sure that you get the right bread.
Okay. All right. She's going to advise us on all of that. Stick around. It's 9:18.
Excuse me? Why do you just walk past me?
And so. Straight to your stereo.
It is 9:21 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. The NSK and Shekwan is on your radio. And we've got a legendary vocalist in studio right now. German-based Magdaisa singer, Janessa, is in studio. She is born right out of the cloth of Vilvicha Music Productions at the hands of Steven Ngaruseb. She's been involved with, she's on legendary songs with Fura, with many other greats of the genre and of that time. But notwithstanding that, she also has her own story, isn't it? She's now based in Germany. Osi, where in Germany are you based? And where did you leave, by the way? Like permanently when you said, man, ek hanu, ide gara, bye. Das klamet Namibia.
Schau uns was sam.
No. It was not like that. Like, yeah. I just wanted to leave. You know, if you've got like stern parents, and my mom in 2005 wanted me to go study and also come down a little bit so that I won't get a big head, you know, working in the music industry.
Yeah.
And 2005, I left Namibia for Germany and started working, studying there.
Yeah.
And I'm staying just the outskirts of Hamburg.
Aha, uh-huh, okay.
Yeah. And
Colin Benjamin was still playing then.
Yes.
He was still playing.
Yeah, he was definitely playing that time.
Okay, yeah.
And I started making music, or I went back to music again 5 years ago. Because during the time prior, because I also have got a 10-year-old baby.
Yeah, I see. You know,
my whole attention and everything was evolving around the family, studies, and so forth. But I said, okay, now that I am loaded again and I've got enough the material to talk about, let me open up a bit.
10 years worth of material.
Yes. And I mean, I brought out an album, First Boot. Hier Jahres Meine is one of the songs of the Afrikaans album.
Yeah.
That means, okay, now that I'm at the verge or at the level of saying, okay, now is my time.
Yeah.
Let me release it. Let me walk my talk.
I'm actually curious to know, how has your music been received that side?
Actually good. The first time that I started making Magdaisa music, it was at a festival. Because in Germany, we have got this group of people that came together. It's called ARAK. And they are Africans in the diaspora, musicians, culture, and so forth. And through them, I could get gigs.
Yeah.
Where I said, okay, before I do anything Geneza that will sound European, let me do first Magdaisa so that they will see where do I come from.
Your roots, where they're from, yeah.
And the first time that they heard Magdaisa music, they went like, what is that? Was ist das? No. Oh, das klingt aber gut. And they started dancing. It was so awesome seeing this, standing at the Berliner Platz,
yeah,
in München, and or in Kiel, you know, standing at the stage and seeing how people are dancing. The only difference was they were white.
Yeah.
But they were dancing and they were having fun. It was beautiful.
You see, those are the type of festivals that I want to... I told you this already, Shekwa. Yes, those are the type of festivals I want to attend, man.
Mm-hmm.
Where, like, you don't care. That's, come on, there's no judgment. There's no whatever. Yeah. You're just free.
It's a safe space.
It's a safe space. Do you understand? And that's what I really want to do. And maybe my next big concert will be with you, Janessa, in Germany, please.
Yes.
Why not? You know what I mean?
We can always organize it.
As a belief, man. Let's talk about now your music, okay? Because I understand that you've got about 4 albums out already.
Mm. Yes.
Are they out? Are they available for stream? Who's the story?
Yes, it's available for stream. Mm. People could just go on Deezer, Spotify. Now it's
basically available.
It's available.
Yeah.
Mm. And I mean, the albums, they say it for themselves. Vorsput Afrikaans, mm. Buba is in German. Ayo is Magdeisa, na Damara, and some vibe, slang. Yeah. Mm. And then we also have a gospel one, Mountaintop.
Okay.
And that was already done and dusted already 20 years ago.
Mm.
But I said, okay, no, it's now time to release that as well.
So you reworked it a little bit and then released it in its original form?
I released it in its original form where one could also see the how my voice also evolved with time.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, back in the day, if you hear the first songs that you go like, oh, this is... little Janessa, I mean, hello. And then as you progress in my albums, you'll go like, oh, now this is now the big Janessa. Okay.
Grown and matured. Yeah.
Grown and matured.
So we have one of our listeners that's listening to us from Germany, right? Sue. And she's saying, guys, please ask her to bring biltong and Kapana spice. Now I'm laughing and she's like, I'm serious.
These things are not there readily available in Germany.
No, it's not there. Yeah. It's not there. You know, the first time when we, like 5 days ago when we landed, the first thing that we did was Beldong Black.
Beldong.
My daughter had like 2 bags.
Yeah.
It was...
And it was the first time that she even had it there, probably.
Yeah.
Oh, my word.
She was so happy. Now, every time that she's asking, when are we going to have breakfast? Now, don't forget to get me a
But what did you miss the most about home? Sorry, partner, just before we get to the music. What did you miss the most about Namibia?
What I missed? The people.
The people, yeah.
The diverse languages. And sometimes that they greet you, where they go like, hello, Hanet of Namibia. Mora, mora.
Yeah.
Now, the first time that I heard mora, mora, we know in Afrikaans it's goeie mora. Now, in German, they would go like moin, moin. Moin, moin, ne? Klang was, it's moi. Something is beautiful.
In Afrikaans,
and
then
I went like, the first time when I heard that, I went like, oh, they sing I'm beautiful. Oh, man. Give me more of that.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, give me more of that.
And
they would look at
greeting.
Me like, yeah, it's a greeting. Moin, moin.
Yeah.
Wow.
I want to compliment you on being a layered person, you know, a very diverse person, because you tap into your love for God with gospel.
Mm.
You tap into your love for the streets and who you are, and your love for people with the Slang Damara album.
With a flavor that Stephen was talking about back in the day.
Flavor. Yes, the flavor. You tap into the German album. Also the Afrikaans album. What's the plan now going forward, mate? So the music is available. Do we want to perform? Are we going back to Germany? Are we still here for some time? What's the plan?
The plan is we are doing a documentary this Wednesday. You are also heartily invited.
Please
come around. I think it's going to be around 10 o'clock at the NBC...
Studio 6.
Studio 6.
Yeah, okay.
And afterwards, there will also be a little bit of snacks.
Are we?
So we can catch up. Give me a little bit more intel on the documentary. The documentary is premiering. It's a screening, right?
We are also planning to do that as well.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so right now, it's just the recording thereof. just to bring in people and just like to talk about Magdeisa and your journey.
Yes, it's going to be about my journey, my beginnings, how I started off and... the growth process, my involvement with Next Magdeisa Star, and my music, as well as to where we are going to.
Does it?
Yes.
All right. Okay. Well, Janessa, I as a patriotic Namibian, I really wish you all the best.
Thank you.
You know, going forward, especially considering the fact that you've got a whole family, you know, shout out to husband and daughter, and it's so great to see them supporting you, because the last 10 years, you did everything for the house.
Yes. Mm.
For him, for your daughter. And now they're here supporting you in return. Yeah. I think that's a beautiful thing to see.
No, absolutely.
Honestly speaking.
The beauty of it is I wanted to really give up on music. And my husband sat nights with me and said, darling, I know God has called you to make music. Please, 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 please. We would have fights sometime and he'd say, go back to stage. That's who you are. You have a voice. Use it. And I'll go like, but what about you guys? And my baby said, Mama.
I can make my own breakfast. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
But she said, Mama, stay off. Do your thing. And I said, okay, baby, are you going to be comfortable with that? She said, yes, Mom. I'll even follow you wherever you're going to go. I will follow you. And yay, you can do it.
Yeah. So because literally her mom is a superstar.
Absolutely. Yep.
You know.
Wow. Yeah.
But yeah, okay. So we are rooting for you. And,
yeah,
and,
no, 100%.
And we are happy that the family structure is behind you. Velvicha Music Productions being the powerhouse that they are with Abudi Steven, they're also behind you. So we are excited for your journey.
Yeah, absolutely. And I also can't wait to see what they do as a team for the next Maxisa search. Honestly, I'm excited about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Any last words for me, Osi?
Any last words? I just want to say thank you to everyone that has helped me on my journey thus far. And also, thank you for having me here and for this moment. I'm going to take it as moments of moments.
That's a belief. That's a belief.
Ayuta kira.
Straight out of Usagos.
Yeah.
Bad kenji van det. Are you from
Gubuzin?
Because you know, like in Usakos, that was a post tweet, that's Tubuses, that's Tais Kariba type, that's Vatokal, and
in a concept cover. But I grew up in the in Swakopmund. Omaruru is also okay.
Yeah, I'm just, you know, from there. I'm on Muherero. Hey, Omaruru. That's us there.
And you know what? Funny enough, Velvicha managed to unite all of it.
Yeah, really.
All of it. That 100%, is just. Yeah, yeah. But that's another question. You know, for Abudi Steven, I'll save him for another platform.
Yeah. They'll be back.
There's a lot that we need to talk about.
Definitely.
9:32 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Stick around. There's still so much more coming up. We've got the news lined up on top of the hour. We will reveal right now what we've in the bulletin. And then we will round off the week on Fresh Breakfast.
Chill out this winter with Namibia's Heart and Soul.